Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
God bless you today. I just want you to be blessed, and I want you to be filled with God's love and God's peace. And I hope that you're enjoying this time that we have set aside. We like to call it our 10-minute slice of heaven. And you get that slice of heaven anytime that you choose to leave the world behind for a little bit and focus in on the Lord and connect with Him. Put Him first in your day and let the other stuff fall away. So we are in our love series, and we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And it's been fascinating. Now, Jeannie, you've said a number of times, it's interesting to take this and to really slow down and consider it a bite at a time.
Yes.
Because most of the time we just read through the whole thing and we go, oh boy, isn't love something?
It's almost like a script in a play or something, you know? You know it's full of goodness, but truth. But do you really slow it down and apply it?
Yeah.
Or examine your own life? Or consider that, you know, God is this. This is His character, you know?
So it's we're not just saying that this is what love does or this is what love doesn't do, but this is what God does and this is what God doesn't do. Yeah.
Right. And then anytime I'm tempted to do something that is not love, then I can reflect back to how does God treat me? And then that really makes me turn it around and say, okay, you know,
yeah,
I want God to treat me in the best possible way. So, of course, that means that I need to consider how can I do that for other people.
Yeah, because once again, as believers, our injunction is to love God and to love the people around us.
Right.
There's nothing else. There's nothing better. That's what pleases God. That's what all of the Bible hangs on, this is love. So where are we today, Jeannie?
Well, I thought I would read 1 Corinthians 13, just the list real quick to bring us up. And starting with verse 4, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable and keeps no records of being wronged. So we spent some time the last time talking about how we can all get irritable for different reasons. And then if we remember that's not love, then we give it over to the Lord.
Yeah.
And we make apologies to those that we've hurt.
Right.
And then keeps no records being wrong. The last title that we did was Love Tears Up the List.
Yeah.
Which I think we can all relate with.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's like, it's almost like, you know, If anybody watches boxing at all, I mean, I kind of enjoy it. Believe it or not, my mom enjoys boxing. My grandfather did too, and it's called the sweet science.
It is.
But there's this term of, you know, telegraphing your punches, and if you're not a forgiving person, and if you keep a list against your spouse or your kids or whoever, then you're like holding your right hand like you're ready to punch it, and you're telegraphing that you're going to do that roundhouse, you know, right-handed punch. And we're not supposed to be like that. We're not supposed to be waiting to crown somebody.
So it's almost like they're saving it for the right opportunity.
Exactly. I've got this list against you, and just wait till you cross that line, and boom, I'm going to smack you with this.
Yeah.
But just a little illustrative picture for you.
Right.
But what's the next thing on where we're at?
Well, the next one is 6. It says, love does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out.
Yeah, I so like this one. And let me relate it in a couple of different ways. And Jeannie, just bounce off of whatever I give you here.
Okay.
The first way that I look at that, since we're not pro-injustice. We're pro-justice, or another truth. Way to put it, we're not in favor of lies. We're in favor of the truth, which Jesus certainly is. Come on, folks. Aren't there so many voices coming at us these days? There's voices on YouTube and Facebook and podcasts. And are people saying things because they're true, or are they saying things so that you'll come back and listen again? So is my desire for justice, does it outweigh everything else? Or is my idea of sharing to try and make me look good, or to have you come back and listen more? Are you with me on this one, Jeannie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you see how that works?
Yeah, especially in business.
Yeah.
I think you're relating it to that.
Yeah. In one regard, yeah, absolutely. Here's the other way. When you hear as believers, when we hear justice, or when we hear truth from the Word of God, we aren't just to hear it, but we're to hear with the idea of doing it. So when we hear from the Word a word of correction, where we go, oh man, you know, that's me. I need to, for instance, be more loving. I need to be kind and forgiving and not keep a list. I need to actually rejoice in that and not to continue to live the way I've always lived, perhaps, with not as much love, with being grumpy. I need to take on the truth, or to take on justice, and to actually live it, so that these aren't just words that we're sharing. This is actually truth. This is actually life. How's that for deep?
Yeah, that's good. I'm looking at the two as a contrast, you know, not rejoicing in injustice, but rejoicing in truth. And then it says, when truth wins out. So to me, I do see this kind of as a boxing match. I see the injustice that is in the world, that's happened in our life, that we see around us and in others' lives. It's not going to win, because we're going to hang in there with the Lord and with truth, and it will win, and then we really get to celebrate. Yeah. But like you said, when you get these mixed up messages from the media and from people's own motivations being self-serving,
right,
then they can get mixed up, or try to get you mixed up about, you actually don't know what side's up and what side's down.
Yeah.
And you start wondering, you know, or even rejoicing over something that is actually an injustice.
Yeah.
But it needs to be turned around.
Yeah.
And to be exposed.
I actually have a scriptural reference from this, and I got to get it out there pretty quick because I got about 45 seconds. But I believe it's 1 Samuel 23, and Saul is trying to kill David, King David. King Saul trying to kill King David. And so Saul sees an opportunity to capture David and kill him. And Saul starts going, you know, like, praise God. You know, this is awesome. You know, God has blessed us with the opportunity to kill David. Mm-hmm. And you're like, no, that would be rejoicing in injustice.
That's upside down.
That's upside down, yeah.
Yeah.
So I need to be, whether it hurts or whether it, you know, whether it points at me, you know, I need to be rejoicing every time I hear truth. You know, that's truth. That's where I rejoice.
Right.
And not an injustice, because it might make me look good or feel better or whatever. There you go.
Or you're just confused. Yeah. So ask the Lord for wisdom.
This is a lot of stuff to think about here, Lord. And I pray that you would bless us, encourage our hearts, help us to think about rejoicing in truth and justice. Bless my brothers and sisters. Encourage their hearts today as we follow you step by step. Thank you for loving us. For we pray this in Jesus' wonderful name, everybody says.